All right, it's time for Cause and Effect on WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. Haberdasher here, and I'm glad to be hosting Cause and Effect on a Thursday night during prime time. And you may have heard me on my own show, the Man in the Gray Flannel Suit Show, on Monday nights from 11 p.m. to 1 a.m. But when JJ asked me if I would, he was looking for some hosts, and he asked if I would do one. I said, right around the Mardi Gras, I'd love to do a show about New Orleans. And as I thought about it, I determined that the best theme for a Cause and Effect show to celebrate the Mardi Gras and the music of New Orleans would have to focus on Alan Toussaint. And that's what we're going to do tonight. And I'm really excited about it because I love listening to his music. So those first two tracks were from what became his very first single. It's Whirl Away and then Happy Times, and recorded in 1958. And they also were on his very first record release, The Wild Sounds of New Orleans. And I got a lot I could tell you about Alan as we do tonight's program, but I'm going to heed the words of another immortal New Orleans music legend, Mr. Jazz, WRIR's own Mr. Jazz, and try to keep to more platter and less chatter, but I will fill in some tidbits as we go. Call me in the station if you want, 804-649-9737. Here we go with Walking with Mr. Lee. It's got a major pop hit of the day, 58-ish, and this is really where Alan Toussaint had his first, it was really the first record he in effect produced. Here we go.
So much I can never, never tell. Oh boy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh boy, whoa. I love to love her in the morning, love her till the dawn, and don't you know? Whoa, don't you know? I love her so, and I never, never, ever let her go. Oh boy. Yeah, 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 oh boy. Whoa. I love to love her in the morning, love her till the dawn, and don't you know? Whoa. You see what she do to me,
she keep my poor heart in misery. Oh boy, yeah, 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 oh boy, whoa. I love to love her in the morning, love her till the dawning, don't you know?
Apple. baby. But I've just got to let you go. Yes, I really love you, baby. But I've just got to let you go. Oh, how you hurt me. Oh, why did you hurt me so? Well, I'm going back to Great Town, baby. I've got to lose these blues. I'm going back to Great Town, baby. I've got to lose these blues. I'm going to have a ball at Joy Tavern. Gonna knock myself out before I blow a fuse. Got that check.
To the mighty call, way down in New Orleans. I went to the mighty call, way down in New Orleans. I went to the mighty call to see the beautiful queen. Day down on Bourbon Street, it really is a treat. How crazy they can be, they crazy acting me. They doing crazy things, they just don't understand. Yes, I went. way down in New Orleans.
Set, but I like them like that on Monday nights. I hope you can dig it here on Cause and Effect, going long sets. Anyway, we're playing the music of Alan Toussaint here on the Wild Sounds of New Orleans edition of Cause and Effect, Haberdasher with you. And that set was really a lot of music of the folks that were around with Alan at the beginning of his career. That was Earl King, who spotted him when he was playing with Snooks Eaglin, who we heard before that with I Went to the Mardi Gras from Live in Japan. They were playing in a high school band called the Flamingos that played around at different fraternity parties and other parties. Before that, Gertown Blues from Dave Bartholomew, and I chose that because that was the part of New Orleans, Gertown, where Alan Toussaint was born. Another one from Snooks Eaglin, Willie Lee, and the Snooks Eaglin tunes are going to go out to my friend Dr. Straz, who's been up with me on my show before, and I hope he might be listening. I let some friends know that I'd be on prime time. Snake Eyes, before that, Alvin Red Tyler, who was playing sax on that first record of Alan Toussaint's, the Wild Sounds in New Orleans. Then I Want You to Know, Bartholomew, that was a track that they recorded for. They laid all the track down and then sent it to Fats Domino so he could put his vocals over top. And they used Alan Toussaint because they saw him playing in a club, the Dewdrop Inn, and he could kind of mimic the sound of Fats Domino. And at the top of the set, Lee Allen with Walking with Mr. Lee. All right, this next set's going to be a lot of the influences of Alan Toussaint, but we're going to start out this set, though, with a couple of tracks that were recorded about 5, 6, 7 years after Alan Toussaint first recorded them, and they became kind of major hits outside of New Orleans. They weren't just regional soul hits. These were big hits. In fact, one of the songs went on to become the theme music for The Dating Game when The Bachelors came out. So Al Hurt and Herb Albert, you know, recorded a couple instrumentals that Alan Toussaint wrote. We're going to hear those, and then we're going to go here, which sort of helped break him out to a wider audience in terms of people that would want to produce with him and have him write songs. And then we're going to get into some of his influences. But let's first go to these two tracks, Whipped Cream and Java.
Thank you. what's fun to me? What's her name? Look out, let me call her one time.
You're listening to Cause and Effect on WIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond. And we started that set off, like I said, with Herb Alpert's Tijuana Brass's cover of Alan Toussaint's Whipped Cream, and then Al Hurt's cover of Java. Then we heard Roland Bird, better known as Dr. Professor Longhair, and he gave us Hey Little Girl. And I read an interview with Alan Toussaint, and he said that without a doubt, Professor Longhair, the Bach of rock, was the most major influence on his music. And he was asked to pick a couple, and he picked Hey Little Girl and Had a Cold Blues, which we're going to hear in a little while, as two of his favorites, but also said if you wanted to get the real feel of what Professor Longhair was all about, Tipitina, and we're going to hear that as well. After we heard the Professor Longhair tune, we heard two from Toots Washington, and without Toots, there wouldn't be Professor Longhair, because he was a major influence on Professor Longhair. And from him, we heard the New Orleans classic When Saints Go Marching In and Ti-Na-Na. And then we closed that set with Jelly Roll Morton, giving us Dr. Jazz. And in addition to the direct influence of Professor Longhair's piano playing on Alan Toussaint's music, I mean, growing up in New Orleans, you know, which is such a kind of a melting pot of cultures, I mean, lots of different cultural things had an impact, obviously, on his music. I mean, slavery and spirituals and Congo Square, the Mississippi River and flooding and hurricanes, and Creole culture and Cajun culture and poverty and the Mardi Gras and Mardi Gras Indian tribes and their music and traditions. And of course, just, you know, New Orleans being that birthplace of jazz and jazz music. So going to hear a little more jazz, a little bit more Professor Longhair, and then we're going to start playing some music, recordings of Alan Toussaint's great songs by New Orleans artists. But let's hear a little bit more of the early influences of on him.
Thank you. Took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. Well, I already knew that we disagreed on politics and religion, and it didn't really bother me too much when I found out she didn't like to go fishing. The trouble all started with them phonograph records I bought her. Like, she thought Kitty Wells was a place a cat goes to get water. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. But friends, it didn't take me long to realize it. This old girl was in a fog. Why, she even thought that Fur-Lined Husky was some kind of Eskimo dog. She thought the Texas troubadours were President Johnson's staff. She even thought that Ernest Tubb was a sincere place to take a bath. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. Just to think that she'd been to college and traveled around the world, then the nerve to ask me if Bobby Bear was a striptease girl. But what really got my goat and made me explode, would you believe that she thought Johnny Cash was money you find in a commode. Oh, I really thought that I had learned to love her. I even took her home to meet my mother. That's why it breaks my heart to discover that she ain't a country music lover. Man, talk about being dense. Squirrely ain't the word. Why, she even thinks that Pete Drake is a duck. Western Union is a cowboy's underwear. I don't know what else. Everything she's driving.
Oh, well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord will come and call me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as black as the sea. Oh, yeah.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow,
oh my Lord,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me. From the wild will be be led by a child, and I'll be changed, changed from this creature that I am. Oh, yeah.
There will be peace in the valley for me someday.
There will be peace in the valley for me. Oh, Lord, I pray.
There'll be no sadness, no sorrow.
Oh, my Lordy,
no trouble I see.
There will be peace in the valley for me.
Going on here. Madam, fix me one order.